So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, big names in tech face tough questions, and Tropical Storm Gordon takes a toll. Plus, Amazon's Trillion and Ruby Slippers return. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, September 5th. You ready? Let's do this. Facebook's COO Sheryl Sandberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey will be on Capitol Hill today, facing some tough questions from lawmakers. The Senate Intelligence Committee asked the tech execs to come testify. They'll be asked about how their companies are dealing with other countries' attempts to interfere with American politics using their social media platforms. Think Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election, and then some more recent signs. Facebook, Twitter, and Google's YouTube all recently said they had to delete fake accounts from both Russia and Iran, signs those countries may be trying to meddle with the midterms in November. By the way, Google CEO Larry Page was also asked to come testify, but Google is not playing ball. He RSVP'd no, although it does sound like someone else from the company will be in Washington just to read written testimony. Today is also day two of confirmation hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court. And on day one, yesterday, things got pretty heated. Senate Democrats tried to get the hearing postponed. They said tens of thousands of documents were just released the night before, just hours before the questioning would begin. And they were not happy about it. And neither were protesters in the audience. But Republicans said not necessary, and the hearings will continue as planned through this week. The AP reports the nominee himself, Brett Kavanaugh, talked about the importance of an independent court that should never be ruled by partisan politics. The White House calls it, quote, nothing more than fabricated stories. But The Hill reports a book by veteran journalist Bob Woodward hit number one on Amazon's bestsellers list. And yes, we're talking about that Woodward, best known for his reporting on the Watergate scandal that eventually led to President Nixon resigning. His new book is called Fear, and the Washington Post reports it cites sources quoting top Trump officials saying extremely negative things about their boss, one calling the White House, quote, crazy town. The book actually comes out next week. Another upset and another historic win in the Democratic primaries. Voters in Massachusetts went to the polls yesterday and chose Ayanna Pressley over the congressman who's been in that U.S. House seat for 10 terms. And with no Republican on the ballot in November, The Guardian reports she is set to become the first African-American woman to represent Massachusetts in Congress. Also in Arizona, the governor chose the person to fill the vacant seat of Senator John McCain, who died last month of brain cancer. Today, former Republican Senator John Kyle will be sworn into the U.S. Senate once again. ABC News reports he served in Congress for 26 years. Many of them were with McCain. He'll now be back at least until January. Well, Tropical Storm Gordon is now taking its toll. Streets are flooded, and the Weather Channel says about 21,000 people don't have power along the coast of Alabama. And in Florida, at least one person died when a tree fell on a trailer. Governors of Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi have all declared states of emergency to have those extra resources on hand. There are some new U.S. government guidelines about kids and concussions. The CDC says in most cases, no need for x-rays and blood tests. The children should rest right after the concussion and only gradually get back into their normal routines. But most of the time, children's symptoms will go away within 1 to 3 months. The guidelines do say to look out for signs of a more serious situation, things like vomiting or headaches that get worse. That might call for a CT scan. The guidelines offer 19 recommendations. A quick break now for our sponsor, Million Pound Mission. Adam Scheible is on a mission to help you live a healthier life. And he knows how to do it because he's been there. He lost more than 100 pounds himself and helped his hometown lose more than 35,000 pounds. Now he's on a Million Pound Mission with the Million Pound Mission podcast to inspire healthy results all around the world. But he's not stopping with his podcast. His new Transformation Reboot program offers a two-phase program that's designed to help the person trapped in that weight loss regain cycle, what Adam calls the black hole of fitness doom. He wants to help you get out of it for good and reclaim full control of your health. So if you're interested at all, just search for the Million Pound Mission podcast in your favorite podcast player and listen for free, or go to millionpoundmission.com. That's also where you can learn more about his Transformation Reboot program. That's millionpoundmission.com. Now back to the news. Amazon became a $1 trillion company, only the second U.S. publicly traded company to hit that milestone, by the way. Remember, Apple did it a month ago. VentureBeat says Amazon shares have doubled in the past year and tripled in 2 years. And also of note about Amazon, it just opened its third and largest Amazon Go store in Seattle. Remember, Amazon Go has no cashiers. Instead, cameras track what you take off the shelf and walk out with, then charge you with a card on file using the Amazon Go app. More and more car companies are coming out with luxury all-electric SUVs to take on Tesla. Mercedes-Benz just unveiled its fully electric SUV, which Wired reports will enter production in 2020. But that's just one. Audi said this week it started production on its own electric SUV and plans to reveal it later this month. It's called the e-tron. It's expected to go on sale by the end of this year. BMW has already started taking orders for its upcoming electric SUV, and the list goes on, including Tesla itself. And it's not just about business, it's about regulation. Governments around the world are requiring these types of changes, and car manufacturers want to be ready. Heads up to anyone who uses Skype. You can now record your video calls right within the Skype platform. TechCrunch says it doesn't seem you can record audio only at this point, but you can record on both desktop and mobile. And everyone on the call will get a little notification that it's being recorded. They're back, the ruby slippers from the classic movie The Wizard of Oz. Well, those iconic slippers were stolen 13 years ago from a Minnesota museum, but CNN reports they've now been found. How? All we know at this point, there was a tip last summer, the FBI got involved, and an undercover operation this summer helped recover the shoes. And that's it for today. Thanks so much again for listening. If you got value out of today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or share this episode with your friends. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories mentioned today, I list all the story links for you in today's show notes. You can find them at thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.